Well, there is a link between persistent violence in Chicago and chronic unemployment of young people, especially young people of color. This is the message behind a hearing later this morning at the Chicago Urban League. It's going to highlight some new data on youth unemployment in some of Chicago's poorest neighborhoods. WBEZ's Natalie Moore looks at the trend and what some leaders think could be done to reverse it.
We know this data. We hear it consistently. Chicago youth joblessness continues to hurt young black males the most. A new report found 60% of black males ages 20 to 24 are unemployed. The nonprofit Alternative Schools Network commissioned the report. Researchers with the Great Cities Institute at University of Illinois at Chicago prepared it. Teresa Cordova is one of the study's authors. She says unemployment is not an isolated problem. Rather, it has implications for communities where jobs have been lost.
The problems of joblessness are tied to issues also of the responses to joblessness, such as violence. The young people tell us that if they had a job, they'd be less likely to be in the street.
Cordova says policymakers and the business community need to pay attention to the connection between unemployment and violence for communities. One answer, she says, more federal money for summer employment.
Similar to the New Deal. I mean, during the New Deal, America was put back to work. Right, we need things comparable like that.
The report identifies jobless rates in Chicago for young whites at 24%, for Latinos 33%. The lowest jobless rates are in areas that border Lake Michigan near the Loop and the Northside communities with the highest concentration of whites. The report also tracks a trend of job loss since the 1960s. Researchers show through mapping how the loss of manufacturing emptied out jobs from neighborhoods, those very same places grappling with violence. The Chicago Urban League has been a partner on these studies for several years, so I asked its CEO, Sherry Runner, if this year's data will matter to policymakers. Do you think that they are taking seriously enough the correlation between unemployment and violence?
I think that what you see and hear on the news and what you see and hear on social media is the focus on violence because it's the thing that is the most marketable and it's the thing that people want to talk about.
Segregation in the city and region mean that for some residents, issues of violence and unemployment have a degree of otherness. There's physical and emotional distance.
I think that they understand that there's this correlation, but in order to invest the kind of money that needs to be done for just the jobs piece, that takes a different look. So people can, you know, wring their hands and, you know, call people in these communities all kinds of different names more easily than they can take a serious step at, okay, I need to go out and hire two youth in my company.
Runner says it's critical that corporate citizens in Chicago step up and hire youth and young adults. She says the Urban League works with hundreds of youth throughout the year, trying to get them ready with resume building and job training. The tie between violence and joblessness isn't merely a hypothesis. The Crime Lab at the University of Chicago has studied the impact of summer jobs. It found violent crime arrests declined by 43% for at-risk youth who were employed in summer jobs. Natalie Moore, WBEZ.